Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, I'm going to do a review on something unexpected for me. As you know, I'm really into pop culture. I'm into rom-coms. I'm into musicals. Musical-based movies are like a lot of movies, you know, like Wicked, Hamilton, Les Miserables, things like that. Big into rom-com, big into reality TV. So this review is gonna shock you in a sense of, oh, she's doing a review on this. I wouldn't expect Becca to be into this kind of show. But yeah, surprise, we all surprise each other. So I am actually reviewing Stranger Things. I know, everybody's shocked. Becca watches Stranger Things. Yes, I started watching Stranger Things since season one until now. On Monday is when I finally finished season five. While everybody was watching the last season in November, December, I think it was December. Yeah, it was November, December. I was finishing Vanderpump Rules. I was the whole bits by bits of like 2025. Like when I started watching Vanderpump, I think it was like the second half of 2025 to like the end of 2025, aka December, aka Sagittarius season, aka my birthday month. I was watching Vanderpump Rules seasons 1 to 11. Loved it. Very good reality TV show. I know they are doing a reboot on it with a new cast for season 12. So far, it's the new cast is okay. I like the original cast better. But this is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is Stranger Things. So, from, I will say the 2nd of January, maybe like the first week of January, which was, or maybe later than that, I would say between the 5th, I don't know what day I actually started watching season 5, my bad. I think it, to be honest, I think it was probably the 12th of January. Or Mac. So between the, I don't know what date I started season 5. But I'm gonna say, to like give me some wiggle room, the 5th of January to the 19th of January. Again, work is part of it, plus other things I have to do. I was watching season 5 of Stranger Things, which are pretty much a movie. It's pretty much a movie. You're watching 8 episodes, but it's 8 movies. Technically, 8 movies. So, like I said, I'm giving myself a big gap of when I started it, because I know when I ended it. I just forget what date I started. And I'm pretty sure it's probably the 12th of January to the 19th of January is the actual timestamp of when I started season 5. And then, now I'm all caught up. Overall, because everybody and their family and their friends has an opinion and sharing their opinion of what they think about season 5. And I'm going to say what I think about the whole series in general. What I think about episodes 1 to 7 in general. The making of, which I saw too. And episode 8. Overall, with the last season, I liked it. I'll talk about the ending of season 8 in a bit. But overall, I did like it, the season. I loved it. I thought it was a great series. I enjoyed it. Yes, it's surprising to everybody that I'm a Stranger Things fan, because if you know me and I tell you what I like, Stranger Things would not come to your category. Same way with, like, I watch K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm not into K-pop. I just was recommended that from a lot of friends that are into K-pop, but I liked it. But anyway, but I wasn't recommended Stranger Things. I saw it on Netflix. I was like, oh, let me check it out. I watched some horror movies, like, so why not? And I liked it. Not big into, like, I'm not into Game of Thrones or Dungeons and Dragons and all those other, like, things that are more nerdy. I'm not into that. Or when Dustin was like, oh, D&D and all these nerdy things and all these, like, things, I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Left field, not interested in things like that at all. But overall, like, I liked the series. I thought it was great. 11 was my favorite character. I got very attached to Will as well. I love the character development. I love the badass women. And the women are just not like, oh, help me. Right. I love how well it was written. And I believe the Duffer brothers did a fantastic job creating the series. Overall, bravo to them. And the anticipation and the, like, suspense and Vecna and all the villains that were involved in this were really good. And what I found out in the making of season 5 is everything was handmade. Everything was real. Only, like, the last monster, oh, spoiler if you haven't seen the show, but spoiler, in episode 8 of season 5, that big monster at the end, that was the only thing CGI. Everything else was, like, a person and in a costume, and, like, that they're in, like, a costume and they do the movements. I forget what it's called, but they put you in a suit and then you do the movements and they, like, but everything is, like, filmed on the set. Nothing is fake. They make everything there on the set. And every year it gets getting bigger and bigger over these 10 years of Stranger Things. These kids were from, like, I'm talking about, like, Millie Bobby Brown, for example, started at 11, ending it at 21. Like, they started, like, preteens, and then now they're, like, young adults. It's crazy. It's amazing. But overall, like I said, the whole series in general, I would say it's a great series. If you're into horror, if you're into, like, supernatural things, you will enjoy it. Like, as a girl, because it was supernatural, again, I was Vampire Diaries, the originals, I was like, oh, cool. Again, like, there's some aspects, like, D&D that I'm like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. not into that. But, like, other than that, like, I really enjoy the episode. I mean, not the episode, the series as general. That everybody in part, that is a part of this whole series did a fantastic job. And I know they will do great things afterwards. Like, a lot of people, this was their first step into the business, and now they're in the business. Of course, like, the big bad other than Vecna is the government. The government controls a lot of things and is doing a lot of things that aren't good for the people, and taking people from their loved ones, aka they did that with Elle, with her mom, like a lot of things. We don't know what they're actually doing, but anyway, so part of that, one of my favorite moments of the season was, and I felt like, again, I was listening, and I'm like, I love you no matter what. When Will came out and he was like, hopefully this doesn't change, I'm not saying verbatim what he said, but hopefully this doesn't change anything. I hope you guys still love me and want to be in my life, but I don't like girls how you guys like girls. And I'm like, oh, he's coming out. That's such a sweet moment. And apparently, especially for people that grew up with the show, that are the same age as the characters are in the show, or the actors that are playing these characters in the show, it's great to see someone their age like coming out. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. Love is love. I was proud of Will. I was also, this season, it gave me a little bit, because I've watched the Harry Potter movies. I felt like Will was Harry and that Vecna was Voldemort. And because, again, like, Harry had some of Voldemort in him, so he could see what Voldemort was doing. So which ended up being the case. Like, he had some of Vecna in when Vecna went into him, he still had some of his left, so he could tap into the eye. I thought that was really, really cool how they did that. Again, love how Miss Wheeler was a badass. Like, don't touch my daughter with one of the see, I'm gonna mess up the name of demigods, Demogorgon, one of those two, and was so such a badass. I love how every woman in this series is a badass, and it is not just like, oh, just a mom or just a sister, just, yeah, exactly. Love that. It's important to make strong women characters. We girls need someone to look up to. Okay, let's just fast forward, because I'm not gonna explain the whole episode, the whole series. But, like, again, this whole series plays like a movie, especially, like, the last season. I thought episodes, like, the last part of episode 4 to the end of episode 8 of season 5, I felt like all of them felt how the budget of, especially the last season, was like, it was a movie budget. Like, it was fantastic. Anyway, my thought of the ending, Callie said this, again, spoiler, Callie did say that if Eleven stays alive, they would try to use her blood to make superhuman babies and use her blood to be powerful, because the government wants to, the government's sneaky with stuff. So we don't even know what's happening in the, in that, there's aliens, you know, like Area 51. Yeah, we don't know what's going on there. So we don't know. So I understood that Eleven had to die so they wouldn't take advantage of L, and they would not make more children like L and take advantage of them. I understood that. I got it. Wasn't completely happy about it, about that she had to sacrifice herself, but I understood and I get it. I cried, but I understood. After the final battle, I knew that I was like, okay, this is gonna be close to the end of the show. They're probably gonna have one more scene after this, being like, oh, this is how they're gonna deal with it after Elle's gone. So them, this is still spoilers, them going, having graduation, the Nancy and all of them talking about going to visit each other, that I was fine with. And then where I thought this episode and where the show should have ended was when Hopper proposed to Joyce. That's it. End of show. Everything after Hopper proposing to Joyce should have been cut out. It doesn't need, we don't need to go back. I know they started the whole series with them playing D&D. I understand that. But we don't need that. We don't need them going back to playing D&D. We don't need, what if Elle is still alive? She's not alive. Don't do that. You just ruined your show, your whole show and the ending of the series by doing that. This is why a lot of people have bad feelings about it. You should have just ended it with, I know that's, and have it like 20 minutes less with Hopper proposing to Joyce, and that's it, and that's the end of the series. The other two, outside, not two, but the 20 minutes about them playing D&D and be like, what if Elle is still alive? No, she's not alive. That's not funny. That's not cute. That's not, because we all know she's dead. I know he's still grieving. I get it, but no, that should not have been it at all. You should have ended at the Hopper and Joyce proposal and just ended like that, and then no one would have complaints. But overall, other than like the last 20 minutes of episode 8, if I would just, like I said, ended it at after Hopper proposed to Joyce, I would have given this season, 5 out of 5. But because of the added 20 minutes that was not necessary, and like, why'd you do that? I have to give it a 4. Deducting a point. But other than that, like, I thought the series was good. A lot of characters throughout the series that I hate, still hate Vecna, understood his background. Derek from this season, hate him. Yeah, he had like some quality where he helped, but still don't like him. But overall, like, I feel the writing was really, really good overall, and like the series was really, really good. I liked it. I love how I went for the, I love the whole ride. I love the whole 10 years we had of this Stranger Things. And I want to know what the Duffer Brothers are going to come up with next, because this was such a success. You guys have very creative minds and can create very great shows. You guys made a really great series, so I want to know what's next for you guys. And if it's going to be supernatural and something like this again, or if it's going to be a different one. But I would check out another show or movie if they decide to do a movie made from them, because they're amazing. But that is it for me, guys. This is a little bonus. Ta-da! I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye!